This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, May 27th. God's word to you today is Passion Speaks. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles 21, verse 24, and it says, "But King David replied to Arauna, 'No, I insist on buying it for the full price. I will not take what is yours and give it to the Lord. I will not present burnt offerings that have cost me nothing.'" Muscles are developed through resistance. If it does not cost you anything, chances are it's not going to take you anywhere. I saw a tweet by @sportshq that captured this so aptly. "Obsessed is just the word the lazy use to describe the dedicated. The best athletes in this world, they are seen by their peers as obsessed. But at SportsHQ is saying that those peers are just lazy. You cannot be the best at something you are not obsessed with. You cannot be anointed if you are not obsessed with the power of God. We call it hunger in spiritual terms. You cannot be the specialist if you are not obsessed with your field. Even if they say you're obsessed, so what? You're obsessed with the right things. Everybody is obsessed with something. I'm just obsessed with God. It takes faith to praise a God you cannot see. God attends to prayer and he dwells in praises." Acts 16 verse 25 to 26 say, "At night, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." God can delegate answers to prayer. He can send an angel. He can send people. He can even send birds to feed people. It has happened. But when it comes to praise, God attends to it personally. Do you know why? It is because there is no creature, angel, demon, or human, that is worthy of receiving the praise of God's children. None. God receives it himself. When we come to praise God, we have come to do something that is so huge spiritually. Praising is not something you do to while away time. In fact, the most important part of service is praise and worship. Stop planning to get into church after praise and worship, because you are missing the most important part of the service. I know people that if for any reason at all they miss praise and worship, they wait for the next service and attend the praise and worship before leaving church. Guess what? They are not even serving yet, but they understand the weight of praise in the spiritual. I pray that you get it too. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." Psalm 95 verse 2 says, "Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.